Okay, just to be mamshich, we spoke about last week. So we started with the shayla that the Sanza, the Devei Chaim, someone wrote to him about the ladies wearing the hats. Now, there was another shayla. It's not clear if he meant hats or if he meant they wore a style of shaitels in those days. It's very unclear in the tshuva. But I'll go on to just to chaz over the yisaydis and we'll go weiter. In the chinuch, he writes, you now do anything that a guy does that brings to avodah zarah. Lastly, shigoynos b'chol elu heiminish schoik she'osim b'kibutzim she'miskapsin. Lastly, shigoynos v'znos v'avodah zaralilam. It's going to bring to shigoyin znos and avodah zarah. Sound like not dafka avodah zarah, but something that brings to shigoyin v'znos and avodah zarah. The chinuch writes mishrashi a mitzvah kedei lisrachik mehem v'leganis kol hanagoseyem v'afilu b'malbush. To lisrachik mehem u'leganis kol hanagoseyem to be misrachik and to be megane kol hanagoseyem v'afilu b'malbush, even in the way you dress, it should be nicker that you look different. In the Rambam again, the Rambam is quickly chazer page yod kedai to see of the lashon of Rambam. The Rambam says, "Hakol b'ninechu madish lo yidmalhem el yisrael muvdo mehem v'yidu b'mabusha v'shar ma'isa k'moishu muvdo mehem b'madoi b'di yosef." A yid has andrei deis, and therefore he should be mavdo himself completely. V'chein oimer, the pasuk says, "Va'avdol eschem in ha'amim lo yilbush b'mabusha miyuchalhem v'lo yigadol tzitzis roishik o'may tzitzis roisham." Now he says you should dress differently. You shouldn't dress in their malbush ha'miyuchid lahem. In the Marik, we said over last week, the Marik says that the whole Isser of Uchisem Lisei Lechu has to be one of two things. Either it has to be that you're doing something that's a Chayk B'loi Tam, so always Chayshish, that maybe the Chayk B'loi Tam, they're doing it because their Derech is, it's something that came from their culture, from the Avodah Zarah. That's Aleph. Beis. He says another reason. If you look on page Chaf, could I have to see it inside? It's on page Chaf, on the first column, towards the bottom. The Indian Hasheni, like 20 lines in the bottom. The Indian Hasheni, Yesh la'aser, Mishum chukis ha'goyim, Lefianis daitu, Adav asher shaykh by nidnut, Pritus, v'geder, atzniyus, v'anov, v'inag by goyim, Gamze Aser. He says something that Goyim do that has a nidnut of pritzos and it's being poured the gather of tznius va'anava that a yid noyig. Gamze Aser. Now he fears us that even if they're wearing something b'derech gaiva or tznius pritzos, he says that's only when you do it because you want to be like them. But if you do it for a different ta'elas, then that's okay. Right? So meaning, now like this. It's very interesting that in the end of the Psakim, take a look on page Chav Beis, the Kitzur Piskei HaSherish of Simen Peches, in the end of the Marik. Al Dover HaMalbush HaMayuchim HaChachmei HaGoyim. He says that the Goyim were the Chachmei HaGoyim, the scientists, the doctors, who are Kafa, who are Rucha, Ad La'oretz, Panav HaArchim, Suchem, and Ad Stadim. Im also saw a chachem b'chachma ha'lulbush, a yid who has that trait, is he also to wear that? V'im yeshu that mishum b'chuyisein l'tzidechu, in last week chukiz agayim ala echa m'shnein yonah, echru ha'davar shein taimen niglo v'asol nimshach achreim o'moy dalem, ach shu oysa ha'davar t'muim k'moy shein oysim. One is also only if you do something that is weird, a hanhaga of a guy that doesn't have any time, v'ashenu ha'davar sheyesh mitzad pritzos gedra anav v'tzim smog goy goy. Now, Rabbi said, just a pashat da'ara, there's pashat shah over here in the Marik. If the goyim are doing a derech pritzos, the stamza, you now be a paritz. You're allowed to do something that brings to pritzos?
But love that, it's something that when you're, let's say it's a beggar day wear when they're doing pritzos. There's nothing inherently pritzos that can be that beggar. But it's kilo, people associated with that. So you're wearing it while you're learning. It's totally relevant to what they were doing. it's a beged that's associated right. with something.
Right, I hear. That's one way to say it. I saw another tshuva from the, we'll see in the Divrei Chaim. I think the way he says it is, that Enchanami, even if it's a beged shel pritzos, or like, let's say Chaim saying it, you're not wearing it, but oifen pritzos. Or they have a whole outfit. This is only one piece of the outfit. So the etzem thing is not derech pritzos, but it sounds like even if it was derech pritzos, but there's two bazundra yisurim. There's one, a person I'll be a parutz, right? Which is a midah, the midah pritzos. And secondly, lamaisa, goyim do it to be pritzos take. So when you do it, you're also doing b'chukisem le'selechum. Means it could be there's two problems every time you do it. Now, Tak, if you look over here in the Shulchan Aruch, on page Chav Dalet, he says like this in the Ramah. He says, "El yehi muvda mehem b'malbusha b'shar ma'isav v'chol zayni yaseh el b'davar shenogu b'goyim l'shum pritzas ki goyim shenogu l'bish malbushim adumim v'umal b'shtarim mekadayim l'zem malbushi apritzas." He says that goyim wore red clothing. It was malbush asarim a pritzas. Now pritzas doesn't definitely mean dafka pritzas. It could be the Varda is showing gaiva, all these type of things. Go into the gather of Natsnias. So, like we were saying before, it could be it's not an Isser, a Pritzos necessarily, but it's missing in the Midah Anava, the Shiflis that Yid has to have. Now, Agav, red clothing, if you look in the Shach of here, Kedai, Siv Gimel, She'ein derech ha'tznuim li'is adumim lo'vshusham, v'tzeva ha'shachu derech tznias v'achna. He says, black clothing is derech tznias v'achna. So the Shach says the derech atznius is to wear black clothing. And he says even today we're makbid not to wear red clothing. Now the shayla, which comes up every time, I said by men usually, okay, you're not going to wear a red tie. No, you want to be a red tie. So. But ladies also could be a shayla with the red. So Maisa, I saw in the tshuva from Yitzhak HaChanan, someone sent him a letter, interesting enough, the guy was making a chasana and he spent a fortune of money on sewing clothing for his tachasana. And it turned out there was red clothing. So he asked Yitzhak HaChanan if he's allowed to wear it. So Yitzhak HaChanan said, Yois today, it's not dafka that the goyim wear red clothing, it's not the derech, it's not a Maisa. So therefore, he says that you could be mekel, that you could wear red clothing. Maisa, the Shachavir says, Arayoyim, Klaisa, the men Klaisa, not to wear red clothing. Okay, you have to speak to the teachers. I don't know how they... Right. I don't know, today there's nothing by a guy. I don't know if there's mamash any gdarm anymore, you know? Everything goes, everything doesn't go. So it's very hard to... Like someone told me, it's hard to find a suit anymore, you know? And the guy is... Anyhow,
these things aren't they going to go for women?
No, it sounds like even for men. Men can't. That's a derech. That, I mean, that's what I'm telling you. Most men, you're not going to see them walking around in a red suit.
I mean,
what?
The Indian priestess with the clothing is the
gay for men. Oh, so right. No, so people think it's only a gay for ladies, but it's really also a gay for a man. That a man has to walk around, but derech tznua, but derech refined, dignified. That's the derech of a guy to be splashy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Most men don't walk around with red cloaks. In the olden days, maybe they wore a silk red cloak. But I'll call upon him.
Red
sneakers, red t-shirt. I'm saying, from the common sounds, it could be Mekel. It's not...
150 years ago, the British Army was called a red
So Meissen, the Vichayim said like this. In the Divrei Chaim he writes, Ulechein, it's on page Lamed Zayin. Ulechein, he says, B'chal hazar satera, Shenarchik atzmeinu begeyos uminiyos bahar begedorim v'leinilmun ma'umis l'leches b'ha b'dorcheyam. So he sounds like the way he puts down the mitzvah of, it's not just the richuk of avodah zarah. It's the midas of a guy of niyof and gaiva. We have to go away from their ways. Kihema loin itstavu likibla lein lasis geder lazayim mitzvahs. He said something interesting. He says, by a goy, there's no such din on the Zion mitzvahs. You have to make a siyag or a gather for the Zion mitzvahs. Abachalei tayim mitzvahs, last is gather the Shai mitzvahs. By gather from the Aksum of the Loi, the Lav, Yechosha, the Oivah, the Chinon, the Muzorim, but gather, my rice, and Megaiva, Aval Umis, and Mitzvahim, by gather. He says, the reason why you didn't have the din of Mechuk Yisem, Lay Seleichu, because Haguf and Nichan, the Chiv, is to make a gather. But the goyim, Bechlal, there's no Indian of a gather. Now he says, I'm not sure, it's very interesting the way he writes it. He says, V'yesh l'haz v'adav ha'pidav v'yashas v'beir. He says, V'ibalti Gemara says, that klai sold azim, that kashim amidois, l'chinin na'tari lishbar koishi ha'teva b'azharis v'gidaris y'seiris, l'gai v'niyah v'gezel, k'deim k'dei lishma derech ha'metsuya, k'eima b'tivam alvum lazis l'azaz zeh, g'adja ha'tari ha'kedusha b'gzeiris y'seiris. He says, that yois to klai sold azimidus of azos and gaiva. So Hashem had to break the Teva, and therefore he gave them more Gedarim to watch from Nia Fagaiva than the Goyim, which is interesting. Ulam, ho umes einem tzichin lechumis yiseres, keinem azim betivim vedailam bezayim mitzis, ulchein zan yatoyer shalei leilich betrachim mebli yaseis Gedarim, le'erva vegeis agezel. Ki einem ufurashim betivim machmas Teva azis betichon olishomayas yiseres. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know, was he writing this because he was scared of the censors. Because he's writing the Avada, we're not being mazals on them, just we need more of a Shemira. Now he said like this. He first of all, he brings down the sheet of the Bach, that the Bach holds that for not trying to be like a guy. This time, we have another reason why we're doing it, and it's going to be mutter. But now he clears, this Shaila Mamish, similar to what you were clearing, Chaim, when you bring up, what about if a person is only wearing one piece of this outfit, right? The guy have a whole Gaivadika, preacher sticker outfit, and you take out one item of the outfit, and you want to wear it. The Marshall, the red sneakers, maybe, I don't know. Okay, a red belt. Decides he needs a red belt, or you have people who need colorful socks, red socks, I don't know. Anyhow, whatever everyone thinks. So what about if it's only one item? So you say that today that's not a pirza. I'm not doing that one item is not also. The whole outfit is also. Take one thing from the outfit, that's... So he brings a raya. He says, "Vafilu nikeres." He's on page Lamed Ches. It's on the first kamoy in the bottom. He says, "Vafilu nikeres b'yesem abushel shiyahadus rak mabush echad shagoy shemura aminis etzis everes alav dechein kasa behedya Rambam b'shem atei sefta." He says the Ram brings down b'shem atei sefta. And this is the lashon. Shall he toy mar hoyel v'yoytzim v'agamen afani yoytzim v'agamen hoyel v'yoytzim meklusin afani shedvarim halalu divishechet v'gayvein v'loy be'ilah chelik Yaakov el divi Yisrael v'darchem li tsnuim yoyed v'loy lefanis el rahavim harei derak agam lechud kedav shoyisin umayis l'shachet nami asa afilim shayim abushav huk Yisrael mamish. He's being medayik. Our gamon sounds like it's one item in the baguette, and he brings another raya. He brings another raya. He said from the Gemara in Brachis. The Gemara in Brachis says, "The Rav Avya Bar Ava Chaz Alu Kusis Tave Levisha Karbalasa Beshuka." Sava the Bas Yisraeli. She says she was wearing this Karbalasa Beshuka, and he thought that she was Israeli, so he went and ripped it off her. He says, "Why did she think that she was Israeli?" This is the Vichaim's Taina. Why she's dressed like a guy? Why should he think that it's Israeli? Someone told me Lamaisa deals with kids, they had a shaykh of some of these kids at risk. He said, "Lamaisa, you could see on the face, they're dressed like a guy, but the panim is a Yiddish panim." But Akapanim, the Gemara of Yitzhak, he says, "Zogdi v'chayim, vaystois, her whole clothing was Yiddish clothing. Shmamish looked like a Yid. She was wearing this karbalasa, b'derech pritzos, and he ripped it off her."
Big enough.
What?
Yiddish again.
Yeah.
Big enough.
I hear. See, he says, Zakti v'chayim. And you see from here, even one piece of clothing is Issa deraisa, because if it wouldn't be Issa deraisa, he's now be mevaza barabim. That's what he says. I'll cover the bris doich kolatayr kula. So vice dois, it was Issa deraisa, and he says if he thought that she was a yiddish afroy, then you see that lecher is only one piece of the beggar. Vice dois zokter fear dois din chuvis. And he says that l'chayra, even one piece of clothing, the ladies want to wear these types of hats or whatever. This one item of clothing is going to be aser. Okay, let's just finish the last two paragraphs. So there, maybe this is the way every lady dressed in Ashkenaz. The Rashba says even people change the minig, which is really shaila in the Rishonim, but he says it's also. The V'chaim says that when he's by Eitzach by Meir Chami, I think who was the Baruch Tam, the Maharin Shigam Sham Loi Holchu Mabushi Pritzos Kazeh Chas V'Shalom. He said they don't dress like this. Ukevisha Shemat the Ozer and Nimtzu B'Chol Medinos Ashkenaz Shom Isha Chashuva Leich B'Sairis U'Peyanachris. Rak, Eze, Minikale, Ha'om, Psuche, Ya'erech. He says they would not wear sheitels, peinachis, and therefore you can't say that this is the way the ladies in Ashkenaz dress. Al Kabbalim Zagdi Vechaim, even one item of clothing, if it's a Goyisha type of clothing, it's going to be awesome. Now, Ramosha writes in Chuvis, but again, someone's writing to him, and that's what we saw last week, we saw from the Chayyadam. Chayyadam says in Medinus, where the men, the Yiddish men, dress differently, then you can't dress like the Goyim. And in Medinos, we are, like in B'nish Ashkenaz, where he says, everybody dresses the same, then it's okay, it's not called the Goyisha clothing. Ramosha fears us is in Chuvis. And again, the Shail asked him about people who came to America, and in Europe, they all dressed with lang, right? In Poland, they dressed lang, and over here, now they want to dress differently. They're wearing short suits and jackets and things. So Moshe says that l'chayra it's mutter. It's not called a goyish baget. It says not a baget shapritos. There's no desay that's kukisem le'selechu. And he says, second of all, he said, who says goyish? Maybe the yidden dress just as much of that like the goyim. He says, even though the Goyin argues, he says everything that Goyim do. It means the Marik says, we have to have only Isra of two time. The sheet of the Goyin is, anything that Goyim do is also Asa, even without the time. But the Ma'is, Dr. Moshe, that only has to be a Goyish Azach, but Mechatesa, these type of dress, is called a Goyish thing. So Dr. Moshe, and therefore, even the people came from Poland, that now, they don't want to dress anymore like they dressed in Europe. So Dr. Moshe, it's not a problem. He said, the Shoyal wanted to tell him, that when the whole Kehillah comes together again, so they have dinim of their old Kehillah, the Hanogis of the old Kehillah. So Moshe said, first of all, they didn't all come together. And he said, even if they did, what was the Hanog of the old Kehillah? He said, why did they go long? He said, there were two Hanogis. Interesting to know, just Adam should know. It was in Europe, they had a Minig. He said, the Anche Maisa only wore big day mashi, silk clothing, because then it's lesser chash of shatness, which is like a Bekicha. But today, they already fill up the whole Bekicha with the inside. I don't know if you have this Minig. You have to wear like a real thin.
Officially, Hasidim don't wear wool.
Don't wear wool, but the inside of the bekicha, they look like.
It's
polyester. Okay.
Polyester.
And he says, and also they went long out. Tabig de tamei chachamim are supposed to be tznuyim beyoser. So Zakhar Moshe, we've all these things are chumris ba'alma are chumris. He says even you can't be a minig of a chumra. That's what Moshe says. You can't force your kids to be makabel the chumris that you had. It's just what Ramesh says. Ubechlam b'mhagi abegadim. This is time. This Ramesh is a. He's getting a little over here. He said like this: Ubechlam b'mhagi abegadim. Some page mem aleph. The second column, the second paragraph. Ubechlam and Hagia Begadim is Shistapik Tuva and Yeshul de Cheshivas Minik. He says you have to know if Min Hagi Begadim, did that get a Cheshivas of a Minik? Kim in the aim is a Cheshash Mamish. Like Adam and Minik, the aim of Chaychtin, Shnei Achim, Bekavel, Yitza, Bekordisim, Beshabes, Bebira, Yeshiva, Safsuli, Nachim, Beshabes, Beakim, Sakhana, Final, Shainim Bedin Minik Mamish, Begam Mistavish, Lahoy Minik Begadim, Apichakam. L'chol medin shagu came. Like mustaver, she skinu l'sani glass aluvish big day tzemer. Said it's very hard to imagine that the acid wearing big day tzemer. She stam begon she b'tayim tzemer and pished him. Hashem micham no glass on the salsa ba'alma v'hischul gam harba ma'amayin am. L'sani came atzman. Says more came from the tzaddikim and then ma'amayin am. They wanted to copy the tzaddikim, so he started dressing like that. V'chein hoy zeh begadim aruchin tamachachin shavali nigu zeh b'derech minig l'asim begadim tzarem achini v'atzim v'gim v'adi kil minig kizesh in l'chayiv l'snai came v'mkoy misachir. He says it's not a real minig because he says it's only chumris that they did to be instamed to the Talmid HaChachamim, so therefore he says you can't be machayiv such a minig and you can't force people not to wear l'maisa today as the world gets more and more interesting, to put it mildly. Lamaisa, the Yidden Taka, you know, people used to say you wear a short jacket with a hat. Lamaisa, today, a Yid looks ganzen different. And even the dress down clothing that they sell in Emporio, you also look, you don't look mamish like a guy. So, therefore, Baruch Hashem, at least when, like the Ram saying, which is Nikir Muvdal or Mufrish from the guy.